to do so, but please do so quietly so we can proceed with our meeting. First item on our old business is conditional use number 2510, Henry Villegas Solis.
Madam Chair, Mr. Robinson's going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. It's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2510 for Henry Villegas Solis for an auto repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property is already zoned B1 neighborhood business. It has been zoned this way for years. Under the existing B1 zoning, a variety of small business uses are permitted, including filling stations. This is a small expansion of what is already permitted on this site. Two, the proposed automobile repair shop is small. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is also small enough that it will not negatively impact traffic or nearby roadways. Three, the site is located in the developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of use is appropriate in this area according to the Comprehensive Plan. Four, the applicant lives on the site, and one of the conditions of approval will require that all repairs must occur indoors. Five, the use as an automotive repair shop is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, all repairs shall be performed indoors. All doors to the repair area shall be closed while all occurring. B, no automobile parts shall be stored outside, and aside from vehicles with the current registration in the applicant's name, no more than five cars shall be parked on the site. C, the use shall comply with the signage requirements of the B1 district. D, any security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be parked or stored on the site. F, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. G, the parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles shall only be parked within these designated areas. H, no cars shall be sold from the property. All oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant should also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. J, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. K, the hours of operation shall be 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall not be any Saturday or Sunday hours. L, the applicant shall install fencing with a vegetative screen along all three sides of the property, with the exception of the frontage. The nature, type, and location of the fence and all the planning shall be shown on the final site plan, and the planning and zoning staff shall ensure that this fencing is planning and zoning staff shall ensure that this fencing and vegetation is a sufficient screen. M, any dumpsters or trash containers shall be enclosed and screened from view of surrounding roadways and properties. The location of these dumpsters and trash receptacles shall be shown on the final site plan, and any violations of these conditions may be ground for termination of this conditional use. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome, Mr. Mears. I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2510 for Henry Villegas Solis. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.